provincial government, really, they provided two significant updates yesterday after a child at an elementary school system in Deer Lake tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. The province also announced that it is discouraging non-essential travel to and from the other Atlantic provinces. VOCM's Linda Swain was among the reporters who questioned Premier Andrew Fury, Chief Medical Officer of Health Dr. Janice Fitzgerald, and Health Minister John Hagee just yesterday.
So certainly in Grand Bank, it does appear contact tracing has been completed, and it does appear that we have identified all of the contacts to date. Of course, people can who have been identified as contacts can develop symptoms, up to the 14-day mark. So we're not out of the woods until we know we've gotten through that, certainly through that cycle from the last known contact. But it does appear right now that we have identified those contacts and we have that area under control. However, things can change very quickly, so that doesn't mean you can let your guard down in Grand Bank. You still need to be careful, and it doesn't mean you can let your guard down anywhere, really. I mean, we still need to be watching out for physical distancing and making sure you're wearing your mask like you should be, and that you're avoiding gatherings and keeping your contacts as small as possible. With regard to St. John's, that little cluster, again, it appears that it's that we have identified the contacts, but again, up to 2 weeks, we could certainly find more cases as a result of that. The good thing is that the contacts we've identified are in isolation, so there should be little further onward spread. Deer Lake, we're still working through that. It's still in early days, really. We're comfortable with where we are now, that we've been able to trace everybody in this cluster back to, back to that origin. That's very good. So, but it's still early days in Deer Lake.
In recent days, we've seen municipalities having to take action to help control outbreaks. So what was the situation there?
Well, I've spoken with Mayor Ball quite frequently over the weekend, and he felt this was extra measures that they wanted to put in place. I know he's had discussions with Dr. Fitzgerald, but this was out of an abundance of caution from the town of Deer Lake.
Any plans to implement point of entry testing or even perhaps random testing at airports or ferry terminals?
Well, the problem with point of entry testing, before I hand it over to Dr. Fitzgerald, is that it hasn't been proven scientifically to establish what we want it to establish. So it creates a false sense of hope for people who test negative. And in fact, when the studies that are coming out now suggest that it's point of exit testing of the time of quarantine, which is most effective. And we don't want to create that false sense of hope for people who would test negative at the time of entry. And you can't forget, there is a 30% false negative rate. And so if they're negative at the time of entry, that doesn't necessarily mean they are negative. In fact, there's 3 out of 10 people who would be walking around the community who would actually indeed be positive. So we've landed, and I'm quite proud that Dr. Fitzgerald has put together this protocol for rotational workers, which I think is being effective, but is also supported by the science and the modeling, which is how we make our decisions. So, Dr. Fitzgerald, I'm not sure if you have a comment on point of entry testing.
No, I think you've covered it. We've always said that point of entry testing is just one point in time. It doesn't really give us any information about what can happen going forward. So we do not feel that it is the best place to use valuable testing resources.
And that is VOCM's Linda Swain. She was among the reporters who questioned Premier Andrew Fury, Chief Medical Officer of Health Dr. Janice Fitzgerald, and Health Minister John Hagee during yesterday's COVID-19 briefing.